reflect about happiness, disappointments. I reflect about the bearded clam. I'll never forget my first experience. The reason I remember was on Halloween. I was 10 years old. And I was trick-or-treating. And everywhere I went, people had these dogs that would bark at you. I was getting paranoid. The first place I went, you know, I opened their gate to go up to the door, and there's this dog. And I thought, ah. One of them ripped my shopping bag all up, you know. All my Malomars went skidding across the lawn. And then I hate this. Well, finally I went to this one lady's house, and I look in the yard, ain't no dog. I ring the doorbell, and I jump back. She cracked open the door. I said, ma'am, you don't have any dogs. You're going to go bite me at a time. She said, no. I said, trick or treat. She said, well, aren't you a cute little cowboy? She opened the door. She stood there with her hands on her hips looking at me for a second. I said, trick or treat, ma'am, trick or treat. She said, well, I hate to tell you this, son, but I don't have anything to give you. Unless you want a couple of bouillon cubes or something.
I said, don't you have any M&Ms or anything?
She said, no. Kinder, but I might be able to give you a taste of the bearded clam, man. I said, I don't know. My mom makes fish sticks at home, but I don't like them too much. She said, oh, no, you like fish. You will like this, sonny boy. I said, I don't know. Mom and Dad told me not to eat anything that was wrapped, or opened, rather. It's got to be wrapped securely. I said, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She said, no, you wait a minute. You don't want this wrapped. Matter of fact, it's better if it's in the open air. Wrapping only increases humidity. This was meant to breathe. I said, I don't know. I could get in a whole lot of trouble. She said, believe me, son, you will not get into trouble. Come on, I can see you're hungry. Come on in. She grabbed my little wrist and she pulled me inside. She shut the door and she locked it. She took off my cowboy hat, unbuckled my little holster, led me to the Davenport and set me down. I said, shouldn't we have me at the table for this?
She said, no. Allow me to dim the light. And so, the room was plunged into darkness.
She said, okay, it's chow time. Start counting backwards from 100. Well, 99, 98... 97.
She said, well, what'd you think?
I said, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. The lights flashed on. She handed me my little holster, my little guns, and my little cowboy hat. And I ran out into the street. Mommy, Daddy! I ran through the front door crying. My pa said, what's the matter with you, boy? Come here a second. You get some bad candy or something? Let me see. Sure enough, he opened my mouth, checked my teeth. He called my mom. He said, honey, call the police. Looks like somebody put steel wool in our son's candy.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
It's the Grease Man with rock and roll, the best of the new and old on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.